Okay, top of Chav Dalad Amud Aleph.
I'm not getting commission.
Top of Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. Gemara says, "Bai Menei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmur." Rabbi Yochanan asks Shmuel the following question. Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. Right, there you are, top line. Bai Menei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmur. Yesh Avelus b'Shabbos or Ain Avelus b'Shabbos? We saw this question discussed before. Is there Avelus Shabbatzina on Shabbos or is there not Avelus Shabbatzina Shabbos? So Amalei Ain Avelus b'Shabbos. We pass on that there is no Avelus on Shabbos. Yasi Rabbanan Kami de Rapapa. The Rabbanan were sitting in front of Rapapa once. The Kamri Mishmei de Shmuel, and they were quoting in the name of Shmuel. Avel Shashimish Mitasbi Me Avelu Chai Misa. And Avel, who has Tashmish with his wife, is Chai Misa. So Amalei Rapapa, nothing to do with Shabbos right now, just during regular Shiva. So Amalei Rapapa, Asr Itmar. First of all, it was Asr, not Chai Misa. Number two is Mishmei de Yochanan Itmar. It was the name of Rabbi Yochanan, not the name of Shmuel. You got two things wrong. If you heard something from Shmuel, Hachi Shmuel Lechu, you've heard the following in the name of Shmuel. Amar Rav Tachlifa, Bar Avimei Amar Shmuel, Avel Shelo Para Vishlo Pirem Chai Misa. If a Avel did not tear Kriya, and if Avel did not cover his hair, then you're Chai Misa. That's what he said. Nothing to do with Tashmish, but regarding Kriya and covering the hair. And what's the source? How is this Chai Misa? Why do you think Chai Misa? Shneema, the Pasuk says, that your head should not cover your hairs, and you should not let your hair grow long. In other words, you should cut your hair and you should uncover your hair. This is talking about Aaron and his sons after none of them were killed or died. And so this way you won't die. The diak from here is if someone else, another avel, get married, they're avelim. Hashem said, you guys don't serve as avelim.
That was in connection to the death of Nadav.
Exactly. But someone else who is not. Now, anyone else who is a normal Avil must tear Kriya, must cover his hair with a Tifas Rosh, and if they don't do that, they're Chayv Misa. So a number of things are said here. So regarding this halacha, first of all, Kriya, and covering the hair, it sounds like it's Chayv Misa, it says, and there's a pasuk that brings the proof. The Tosos towards the top, the second Tosos down writes, Ha'acher Shalofara, Afa Gav, Depashi Dekra, Ha'acher Parea, Parim, even though the simple understanding of the pasuk makes such an implication that someone else would be Chai Misa, Vimhem Yasu Yamusu, says Tosos, Nira Des Smachta Ba'almahu, it's not meant to be taken seriously, it's only in a Smachta Din Derbanan, they use the pasuk as a Smach, a Remez. Why does he think that? Because it seems pretty serious to Gemara. Because the law, Ha'lo Maisi Lebesov Perkinesofim Gabe Elishu Misa, there's a Bryce in the Gemara Sanhedrin Pegimel, which is a whole list of examples of areas where someone's Chai Misa, this is not one of them, so therefore Tosus says the Gemara here must only be in a Smach de Balma. Okay. Now another thing is, there is a Rabbi Kiva Eiger here, the Gilyan Ashas in the inside margin. Rabbi Kiva Eiger writes in the Gilyan Ashas, you see what that is on the inside? The inside margin, there's a Gilyan Ashas. Yeah. So he writes, Aser Itmar Mishmei de Yochanan Itmar. Le'edati ma chidish bezeh. What exactly is being mechadish? Rabbi Yochanan says it's Aser Tashish Mita during Shiva. Ha Isa bebrais la'el dafchaf alfam alf ve'ilu dvaram she'avel Aser behem v'chulev v'tashmish. There's a reading before Shbrais that says Tashmish is Aser toch Shiva. So what's Rabbi Yochanan, who's an Amora, coming to be Mosif onto the Brisa? Amorim don't add things onto what a Brisa previously said. So that's the question the Gilyan Ashas asks. So the Sfas Emes explains that he's talking about on the seventh day of Shiva. We already saw once, but I think once comes up more. Miksas Hayom Kekulo, right? The seventh day in the morning, typically the way it works is you daven Shachris in the morning, and you sit, say, Nichma Velim quickly, and you get up and walk around the block. So there's a half minute to think, maybe even Belaila, maybe the night of Shiva, the night, you know, in the Jewish day starts at the nighttime, maybe the moment for an hour into the night should be the Shiva should end, and then maybe you should permit Tashmish and Mita at nighttime already. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Miksas Yom Kekulo only works in the morning time. So that's why Tashmish is also even by Yom Shvi. That's what Sfas Emes answers. Okay. And others, this is the Karen Ora, another Achron explains, no, we're talking about on Shabbos, because above the Gemara had a discussion whether Dvarim Shabbatzin is Aser and Shabbos or not. And the Gemara seemed to have said, it's not Aser and Shabbos. It's Ein Avelus B'Shabbos, meaning it's Mutter. Kalman Yochanan said, no, it's actually Aser even on Shabbos as well. That's what, not talking about Shiva in general, he's talking about particularly in Shabbos, where there's a Machlokas, he's paskening that even Dvarim Shabbatzin, Dvarim Shabbatzin is Aser even on Shabbos.
He's the one who asked
Shmuel. So they're the two ones back and forth. So even though he asked Shmuel, I guess at some point later on, he had paskened on his own that it was Aser, would be Aser. Okay. The Gemara continues now and says, that where we go here. Raphram Bar Papa. Raphram Bar Papa, one of the ten sons of Bar Papa. Tana Bavel Rabasi, it's written in the Brisa, there's a Brisa that's all about Avelis. It's written as follows. Avel Aser L'shamish Mitah, so be me Avelo, as we just said, it's Aser, to have a Tashmish during Avelis. U'maisa Be'echad Shishimish Mitah, so there's once an episode where a person did be me Avelo. V'shamtu Chazir Meskiviaso, and the pigs came along and ate off his aver. U'maisa, that should hopefully scare people away, having Tashmish during Avelis. Okay. Why dafka chazer? I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's some pnimis you could think of. Maybe you drink a little more makor chayim might help you understand
maybe
the pnimis here.
Chayzerim, not chazer.
Chazirim, eskiyaso?
Maybe it's chayzerim.
What's chayzerim?
You don't know, UFOs.
Oh, really?
Chayzerim.
There's no reason I would know that word in Hebrew. Chayzerim, okay?
Chayzar. Uh-huh. Different chay.
Uh-huh, okay.
Chayzar.
I think it's chazer. Okay. Pigs. So
yeah, so the pig doesn't make sense. That's maybe chayzerim.
It makes more sense than UFOs. Okay, so Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following statement. Pchaz Lachova Nasarushus. So these are obviously Rosh Tevo standing for something. The three things Pchaz is an obligation, and the three things Nasar is Rishus. What does this mean? So we're talking about on Shabbos. So Gemara explains. Priyas HaRosh, uncovering the hair. Chazeres Kral Acharov. On Shabbos, you wear the torn beged. We customarily don't wear the kriya, but you could want, you could turn the shirt around backwards so no one notices the kriya on Shabbos. It's a kifas amita, putting the beds back to normal, flipping them back over. Those things are, here we go, chova, you have to do that. You cannot show that of this. You have to turn your bed over. You have to uncover your hair, and you have to turn the kriya away. When it comes to nilas sandal, tashvish amita, rechitz edayim, Reglaim, Bechamim, Arvis, Rishus. Those are Rishus. So again, taking off shoes, one's allowed to. We'll explain why in a second. You don't have to, but you could wear slippers or you could wear leather shoes if you want on Shabbos. Tashmir Mita, one's is Pumutter, but he also, if one wants, they could refrain from it. And washing one's hands and Reglaim, Bechamim, on Arvis, means right before Shabbos, that would be also be Rishus. One may or one may not. It's up to them. So the Gemara explains now. Rav Amar Af Priyas HaRosh Rishus. He says no, even Priyas HaRosh, even though Shmuel says Priyas HaRosh, you're not allowed to cover your hair, you have to remove your hood on Shabbos. Rav thought one would be allowed to if they wanted to cover their head on Shabbos. So what's the reasoning for all this? The Gemara explains Shmuel Maishna Nilas HaSandal. Why does Shmuel allow a person to remove the sandal? You could either wear slippers or leather shoes. Why is that an option on Shabbos? Isn't it showing a veilus by wearing a slipper? So he says Dila Kuyama Avidi Desami Misane. Not everybody wears leather shoes. Some people wear slippers or wear canvas or something that's not leather. So here too also, by him, this Avel, wearing regular canvas shoes, it's not going to be a problem. It won't look like he's an Avel. So too, says Shmuel, Priyas HaRosh Nami Lav Chuli Amma Avidi Demegali Rishayu. Not everybody is going to uncover the hair. Some people wear their head covered on a regular Shabbos. So but if the Avel were to wear the head covered, wouldn't necessarily indicate that he is an Avil, because other people are doing this also, covering their hair. And the Gemara says that Shmuel Tameh, Shmuel goes according to his reasoning in general, Damar Shmuel, called Kra, She'enu B'shas Chimam Eino Kra. This we already saw yesterday, that any tear, I think we saw this yesterday, maybe not, any tear that is not the moment of Chimam, the anger, the heat of the feeling of the death, is not considered Kriya. And he also said, which is for us, if they wouldn't do the Atifas Yishma'elim, which would be mamash covering the full head, that's not considered an Atifa.
But in regards to other people, how do they know if it's Beshat Chimum or not Beshat Chimum? Meaning when I see somebody with covering head, you see because of Evel, it's not because of Evel.
No, there's a different halacha. The Kra, we're not concerned with the Kriya right now, but the halacha is that ideally the Kriya should...
No, the Kriya is clear, Evel. But... like he said, some people do right. It without connection to Evel.
Right. So that's what the Gemara is saying here, that Shmuel felt that for the Atifa, for Avelim, you have to do more of an Atifa than people normally do. You have to do an Atifa Yishma'elim, which is more covering the head. So if you look at Rashi writes four narrow lines down, Kol Atifa She'enu Katifa Yishma'elim, Hilkach Kevin Dechol Yumei Shavua Shehu Avel Masativ Kishmal. He normally covers his head like a Muslim would. im eino no la b'Shabbos, if he doesn't take it off Shabbos, nira kinoig aveilus, looks like he's doing aveilus. The chuliyam lo nagi b'atifa zu ela aveilin b'lvad. Everyone does an atifa, but they do like a partial atifa. Okay, then the Gemara explains Machir Reb Nachman at Govei Didikne, and what is Ativas Yishmaelim? To the tip of the beard, the chin area. So that's why if you look, I remember I got from my Bar Mitzvah an older Mishnah Berurah. The newer Mishnah Berurahs don't have this. In the back of the old Mishnah Berurahs have pictures how to do Ativas HaRosh. So anybody who like wants to learn how to do Ativas HaRosh for talis, putting the talis on in the morning, like hard to follow what's going on. It's hard to describe something like that. In the back, it has like pictures how it's done. So they show the talis.
Like the Ishmaelim. No?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It does. So it shows in the back that you're supposed to put over your head, cover to there first, and wrap it around. And al hadikna, that's what the halacha is.
And if you're not doing it that way, meaning it's pasul.
No, it's not pasul. I mean, it's still a person's body is fully wrapped in. If you don't do the whole thing, I think you're still yot to the bracha, and it's only for the bracha. The mitzvah is just wearing it. But since you say latifas, what's it called? Latifas atilis. So then, as a talis, so then you want to do a full, like, real wrapping, like the Gemara says here. Okay, so there's a Tosos here to do. Which Tosos they want to do here? All right, let's do the Tosos with Shmuel Atame, towards the top. Tosos writes, Perish betos sefes harav, the rav savar. They argue, Rav says you do not need a Arab-like atifa. And Mustama Rav Shmuel halach k'rav. Pashas says we're going to pass like Rav over Shmuel always. So it's not really always like that. It's really depending on Din versus Isser. So, but Yeshua, fine. That's point one. Point two. The Mishnah told us that there's a rishus to wash hands, face, and legs on Shabbos, right before Shabbos, in warm water. So Yesh Mefarshim says to us, the Rechitas Yadayim, the Kamar Hach Rishus, the one that we say washing hands only Rishus, Hainu Kaman Damar Beperek B'Mebran Likin, Dibilo Avelis Rishus. In general, there's a mitzvah, or Mechokas and Gemara, whether there's a mitzvah or Rishus to take a bath or shower before Shabbos. So some say it's only Rishus, others say it's a mitzvah to it. I remember once that it brought down Shulchan Aruch, when my oldest son was born. So it was Erev Shabbos. My wife didn't let me leave right away, so she had to leave. It was very, very late. It was a winter Shabbos. I left at 2 o'clock or something from LIJ, and I got stuck in traffic across the island. I pulled into my in-laws' driveway during the 18 minutes after candlelighting, so I didn't have time to shower. So my brother-in-law said I should just like wash my hands and face to the Chavad Shabbos, because there's a mitzvah, the Chavad Shabbos. So that's based on this Gemara. So the Gemara says that one opinion thinks it's rishus to do that, the other opinion thinks it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara here that says an Avel has a Rishus to wash his hands and face Erev Shabbos, that goes according to the other opinion Shabbos, that's a Rishus in general. Aval says to us, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Damar Hasam Vani Omer Mitzvah, I think it's a mitzvah in general, so then therefore Ba'avel Nami have a mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah v'lo Rishus. So it depends on that machlokas. So since the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's a mitzvah to take a shower before him, an Avel is a mitzvah to take a bath before Shabbos. I don't know how he paskin the Erev Shabbos. I don't know what we do by an Avel. And the Tosis, I don't think it's needed to say this. Say this, rather the explanation of the Gemara here is, because of Avelis, there's no chiv to show Avelis with Shabbos. What are you saying in that line? That's what he means by that line there. Okay. Let's go weiter. The Gemara says now, we're a few lines before the lines get wide. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haloshanu Eloshein lo menal miraglav. The only time we permit one to cover the head is if he is not wearing slippers. He's wearing regular shoes. Aval yesh lo menal miraglav, menal mochichim alav. But if he's wearing shoes, then he's allowed to cover his hair. Because if you see a guy walking with a hood over his head, so wait a second, he's an avel. Oh, he has leather shoes, he's not an avel. He just happens to be covering his head. But the only time it's also both are true. If he's wearing slippers and he's also covering his head, that's a problem. The Gemara says now, Kol kra she'enu b'shas chimim e'enu kra. So mentioned before, Shmuel said, any tearing that does not take place during the shas chimim, when the feeling, the anger, we don't like using the word anger when someone dies, but it's the heat of the moment, so of the feeling, hearing of the death.
The sentence.
What?
The Sadness.
So that moment, if it's not at that moment, the kriya happens, it's delayed, so then it's not going to be a kriya. So is that really true? The whole Amri Leish L'Shmuel, they once said to Shmuel, Nach Nafshei De Rav. They told him that Rav, his good friend, and they were the heads of, Shmuel and Rav were the heads of big cities in Babel, and base magician. When Shmuel heard Rav died, Kara let trace her money. He tore 12 layers of clothing. And apparently he didn't hear about it b'shas misa. He heard about it some point afterwards. And Amar and Shmuel said, Ozil gav tafina minay, the person who I've been so scared of my whole life has moved on. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Nach nafshei de Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina had passed away. And this was also delayed. It wasn't at b'shas chimam. Karak aleh tleisar atzle milsi tore 13 layers of begadim. Now, I'm sure there's a significance to the number 12 and the number 13. So Amar Azal, he said the same thing. Azal gavr to have a mistafina minay. The person I was so scared my whole life, such awe, such yira from such an individual, such a talmid chacham, he has moved on. So we see from here that there is such an instance of tearing kriya, even though it's not b'shas chimam. We want to explain, shiny the rabbanon, the chavim, the chol shaitim, min dechari shmasayu k'shas chimam damim. Comes to the talmid chacham, a gadol hador, it's very different. Every time you remember them, every time you mention their name, it reminds you of all the halachas that they taught and the chidushim they said, it comes back to life. It's kishas chimun dami. This perhaps goes well with the Gemara that appears a few places in Shas, that whenever you say b'shem omra, or you ever quote a rav or a statement he says, the pasuk says, what's the pasuk they say in Tillim? That the lips begin to move itself in the kever. When you recite moving, he's mamish, it's as if he's coming back to life for a moment, and then you stop quoting, you stop thinking of his halachas, it's as if he's died. He's always alive, but he's not alive. So he's always viewed as shas chimam, and that's why he lets it tear kriya, even though it might be delayed. Okay. So there's important tosas now. Before I go to the tosas, the custom nowadays, however, is that the family members do not tear kriya b'shas chimam. They don't tear kriya, even if they're at the bedside when the mace happens in the hospital, or they hear of it at home, they wait till the levaya, until all the hespedim, so which is delayed. It's not shas chimam. The Tosa says v'chol krosh eino b'shas chimam.
You need to do it b'shmua.
What?
It said that you need to do it b'shmua, right?
When you hear of it, right?
Yeah.
So this case must be they heard of it, then it was delayed. I'm not sure. It's a very, very good point. You have to explain why that is. This Tosa might help out for that. We are running out of time, though. Tomorrow, actually, the Amud Beis is not so long. But this is important Tosos, though. Look at Tosos, Dibur Maschav Achol Kra, Shenim B'Shas Chimam, Eino Kra. Dibur Maschav Achol.
This side?
Yeah. V'chol Kra, Shenim B'Shas Chimam, Eino Kra.
Yeah.
He says, Nira Dehada Amar Le'el, didn't we say above, a few days ago, Mishin is Damin L'Chalak B'Soch Shiva. Somebody, let's say, who didn't have his own clothing. He was borrowing someone's clothing, so he couldn't tear Kriya on someone else's shirt. But then he gets a new shirt during the during Shiva. Ava pisha eno shas chimam, even though it's not this moment of the sadness anymore. Shema dafka kigon shakra kvar, maybe only refers to if he already tore. But hacha mari krishlokra, then he didn't tear yet, so then you're allowed to do a kriya if you missed it already. So again, if a person tore once, and he wants to tear a second time, you can't tear a second time because it only works shas chimam. But let's say he didn't tear it, but shas chimam, that shas chimam lasts for a while. So this too also, that's a understanding of why the family could wait until the Levaya, because the Shas Chimam lasts until the first Kriya. Inami, alternatively, says Tosos, Kigon Ch'ein Lo Chalak B'Shah Rishona Chai Lo Krok Shelo Afilu Shelo B'Shas Chimam. There's also, it's the Tashlumim. If a person has his own clothing and didn't tear the initial moment, he loses out. But if the guy didn't have the clothing the first moment he heard it, and he gets his own clothing later on, then it's Tashlumim for what happened. But if he missed out, he had his own shirt but didn't tear it, you lose out in the mitzvah. Then Tosos writes, Vildi Nira, the Bechol Shah Shayuchal Ischamim Ameso, anytime you're able to get that sadness and the extreme feeling on the mace, Afil is Mamaruba, Achamitaso, Kare Shapir Beshasimim, Kmosh Amru, Bidirban, Mishum de Mendechem, Mishmasayu, who had the Nami Bechol Mesh, Yuchal Ischamim Alab, anytime you could re feel that the emotions of the death, you could tear Kriya. So that's another explanation as to why the Levaya. Where obviously the emotions are very, very high, you're allowed to tear kriya, even though it's a delayed, it's not shas chimam, it really is shas chimam.
That's not a separate garment that they're tearing kriya for the levaya?
Separate than what?
Saying there's no need to, let's say, tear kriya at the original Shmua, and then you get dressed in something new the next day, then at the Levaya, you tear Kriya again?
There is. The ideal way to do it is really b'shas, yitzias neshama. But he brought down Shulchan Aruch, but the custom has developed in such a way that they do it at Levaya. Now, is it wrong? I don't think it's wrong, because the halacha actually says you should do it when you hear of the mace. So, hey, both should be done.
Some people just don't know immediately when they hear about a mace what they're supposed to do.
It could be. It's possible. But the common practice is not to
don't
do it.
Deal with Lechot Avelut.
Right. But the common practice is to wait, so I'm not sure if people who know, if they do it when they hear of it, and do it a second time at the Levaya, or may they even just wear... You don't have to do the Levaya a second time, really. You can just wear the same one. So I'm not sure if what Rabbanim who know, what they would do. Okay, Gemara says now, Amar Le Rabin, this is four wide lines down, Amar Le Rabin Bar Ada Le Rava, Amar Talmidcha Rav Amran. So he says to Rava, your Talmud Rav Amran, Tanya, taught the following Braisa. Avil kol shiva koreu lefanov. All 7 days of shiva, the tear has to be in the front. V'imbal hachlif machlif. If he wants to change clothing, he's allowed to change. However, he's koreu. So it would be pointless to change clothing during shiva because then you have to tear the second shirt. So customarily, people wear the same shirt the entire week. B'shabbos koreu l'achrav. On Shabbos, you take the kriya and turn it backwards. I think our custom is that does not shaykh for our clothing. You just put on a non-torn beged. And he wants to wear a different suit, a non-torn suit, instead of just turning around, which is what we do. You could just change the suit and shirt for Shabbos. He doesn't have to rip it. And Gemara says, Kitanya hi b'chavad avivimo. This halacha of when you switch it, having to tear kriya, is only with respect to a parent. But for a sibling or a child or a spouse, then if you do change your clothing during Shiva, you do not have to tear kriya a second time. Only for a parent you have to tear a second time. So Gemara asks, Osan Krum, these second tears, that if a person does change his clothing during on the day 2 or day 3 of Shiva and tears yet a second time, Misachin or Ein Misachin, we saw the word Misachin a few times already, is he able to completely fix up that tear or not? We said by a father and mother in general, you tear Kriya for it, you cannot fix it forever. But let's say he tore Kriya once for his parents. He just changed his clothing because it got smelly or dirty, so he tore a second shirt now. Is that second shirt, it's less severe. Maybe that second shirt he's allowed to tear, or maybe not. Right. So the Gemara says, Plika ba'avua de Rav Ashaya, the father of Rav Ashaya said, and Machlok is with Bar Kapara. Chad Amar Ein Mesachin, Chad Amar Ein Mesachin. There was a debate between these two Amarim. Tistayim de Avua de Rav Ashaya, Damar Ein Mesachin. Let's conclude that it was the father of Rav Ashaya that said Ein Mesachin. Why? Because we have a clear statement, Damar Rav Ashaya, that Rav Ashaya himself says Ein Mesachin. Now, Miman Shmile, who did Rav Ashaya heard from? La mi Avu, did he not hear from his father? That Ein Mesachin? So we see, Avu de Bar Shmua, the Rav Ashaya must have been holding Ein Mesachin. The Gemara says, no, lo, mi Bar Kapara Rabbe Shmile. His Rebbe was Bar Kapara. He's who he heard it from. So there's a debate whether he heard from his father or from his Rebbe. That was the machlokus between Rav Ashaya's father and Rebbe. And we don't know.
What's
Mesachin? Mesachin means to fix the tear. It's a professional way of fixing it.
Like a pizza, it mitachin. It gets back together.
There's a sign called, maybe we didn't see this before then. There's sholel. Sholel is a unskillful way. It could be a pin. It could be just a very bad stitch. And machin is a very good stitch. So any tear, the truth is, Ricky could have told us, any tear in a suit or a shirt, you can never completely fix it. But some are better than others. Unless you put it back on the loom and weave them together, there's no way to weave them back through sewing. Sewing goes in one direction. Weaving goes in both directions. You can't do that through sewing. So I've had like a torn suit once. I remember we tore it up here. My sister was so convinced she had like a great tailor who's going to get it fixed perfect. So she's very nice. She got it fixed for me. We could still see like a line. It's like much better than anybody else could do it, but you could still see like a line there. So otherwise, if they wanted to make it so nice, they could. Who wants these lines here, like when they tie it together? Because you can't, there's no way to make a loom do a circle. That's not how it works. They come flat lines and you have to sew it. They can never sew it in such a way where it looks like it's seamless. So Misachin is the best you could possibly do in terms of sewing. What? Okay. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Avel Metail Beunkeli B'soch Beso. Avel in his house is able to go around in Unkeli. Rashi says a Chalak Shikore, his torn beged on Shabbos, because Dvarim Shabbatina. So I've mentioned yesterday that typically we understand Dvarim Shabbatina on Shabbos means Tashmish is Aser. We keep Dvarim Shabbatina on Shabbos. That's Tashmish. The Gemara tells us there are other instances. A person, is allowed, perhaps should, I don't know what how he practiced, walk in his house, in Betzina, with a torn beged. Abai Ashkelah Rav Yosef, Abai once found Rav Yosef, the Parsley Sudra Resha, he was putting the head cover over V'alzav Asa Bebesa in his house. He kept that Dvaram Shebetzina, Vatif Therosh. Amalei, so he challenges Rav Yosef, Lav Savar La Mar, Ain Avelis Peshabbos, does Rav Yosef not hold that there's no Avelis in Shabbos? Amalei, Hachim Rav Yochanan, Yochanan held, Dvaram Shebetzina Noeg. No, there is Dvaram Shebetzina. It is Noeg. So therefore, again, I don't know how we practice it, but it seems like more than just Tashmish would be Usser in the privacy of one's own home.
So that'd be consistent with the explanation before as a Shabbos.
Exactly, right. It's Usser before. Rabbi Elazar Omer, actually I knew you were going to say that. Rabbi Elazar Omer, B'shechar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Focus on Gemara. Whether Atzeres was viewed, it was treated as Shabbos in terms of Avelis, because it's only one day like Shabbos, which means that it does not batil shiva, or it's treated like a regel, even though it's only one day, and it would be mevatil yantiv. Machlokas in the Mishnah. It's how do we paskin? It's Amar of Gidal bar Menashe, Amar Shmuel halacha krim Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, who held that shvuos rather at seres is like a regel, is mevatil shiva, it's mevatil shloshim, even though it's one day.
Even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also, yeah.
Mevatil.
Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, Yikid masni laha, the Rav Gidal bar Menashe, aha. Now others have a whole other discussion. We know that Rav Gidal bar Menashe said something in the name of Shmuel, halacha like Rabbi Gamliel, but there's a debate to which halacha they're talking about. So first time we present this as referring to a halacha by Avelis, by Shuas. Now we're going to say there's a whole other discussion related to Avelis, though, that Rav Gidal had a statement that we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. So let's go off on a little bit of a tangent now. It's Avelis, so it's not so much of a tangent. So Gemara says, Kol shloshim yom tinok yotze b'cheik. When if a child dies within 30 days of being born, he goes out b'cheik, carried in the chest, not in a coffin. V'nikvar b'isha, and it's buried, and you're allowed to go out b'isha achas shnei anashim. It's okay for one man and two women, sorry, one woman and two men to go out to bury the child. Avalo b'isha achas shnei anashim, but you're not permitted to go with one man and two women, because that's going to be an issue of yichud. Two women are yichud with one man. However, Abishol Omer Af Ishachar Shenoshim, even one man and two women would be permitted, because we're not concerned that there's going to be issues of Yichud B'Shas Avelis. When you're going to bury a child, there's not going to be an issue of Yichud. Now, the truth is, the Gemara says, Tosus explains the Gemara in Kedushin. Look at the top Tosus. Abishol Omer Af Ishachar Shenoshim, it's mutter, Mefurish Mesechas Kedushin, Afagav Ein Ishachar Mesechim Shenoshim, in general. It's also Yichud, one man, two women are Aser and Yichud. Bishasa Velas, the three Dishari. When they're involved in a Velas, it's permitted. The Gemara goes on to bring a story where there once they were burying a child, and there was some, Rias, Gil Rias going on there. So they Asered it, even Yichud we Aser as well, and that's how we Paskin, I believe. Then the Gemara says, for the Vein Omdin Allah Bashura, and when you bury such a young infant, you don't stand in the line when you walk away.
Only three people
are pleased to the line. No, if one, no, you can, but you don't have to. You could have a minute if you want also. But you could have three people if you want. There's no concern of Yichud. But if you had more people, I'm not sure how many you need for a Shura. You could have whatever, even three people maybe.
You need only 3 foot, you know, in 30 days.
It doesn't say you need that, it just says you're allowed to. Maybe you're right, maybe it's saying three people, maybe you're right. Okay. But it could be, let's say you have more people who come to attend the Levaya, so then you would not make a Shura. Furthermore, the Gemara says, V'ein omer malav b'yachas aveilim, you don't say b'yachas aveilim that are there, v'tanchum y'aveilim. So b'yachas aveilim is a bracha that the Gemara and Ksubas talks about, a bracha that you would say for the aveilim. I don't know the nusach of it. And there would not be Tanchumi Avelim either. So Tosas writes here that the Ain Omrim Allah Birchas Avelim, he says, Perish Bekunches Demari below Kalulu Chadasha. The situation where it's the child was a premature baby, born early, so we didn't think there's too much hope for living much, so all these halachas of Avelis don't apply. It wasn't really considered a live being in regards to the halachas. It wasn't. But Miu says Tosos, Afil Mayu Bekalul Chadashiv. No, he thinks even a situation where the child was a full term baby, it was healthy, but died within 30 days, He says that we still wouldn't do Birchas Avelim in the Shura. Why? Didn't he do Mis Avim Alav? Yeah, granted, we're going to do Avelis, keep Avelis for such a child which was born in full term, even though it died under 30 days. We don't have so much chumras. We don't do everything for such a child. So a lot of the different levels of avelis we do depends on the mace. Since it's a young child, so we don't create so much tsar for the family since it was such a young child. Right. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. We're still continuing on this whole discussion here. Then, three lines from the top, Ben Shloshim. Let's say the infant lives past 30 days. Yostze B'delus Glama. He could go out in an Aron, Rashi says, a type of coffin. And Rabbi Huda Omer, Lo Delus Glama, Hanitles B'Kasef, not one that goes on shoulders, like a big one, Ela Hanitles B'Agafayim, that have like little handles. Vom D'Malab B'Shura, then such a child, you would stand in the line, Vom D'Malab B'Yachas Avelim, V'Ten Chum Avelim, and all the halachas would apply. Now, Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, if the child lives past a year, Yosef Mita, he goes on in a regular size, the coffin. And that's carried on the shoulders. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Allah Omer, Hayotim B'Mita, one who goes out, he just makes it sounds like a psychological statement here, someone who's buried in a Mita, in a coffin. Did I? Oh, I did, you're right. Okay, I skipped a couple lines. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, who Ben Shana, Veivarav Kiven Shaim, has to be, when we said a year-old child goes out in a Mita, has to be where he's a year old and his limbs are the age of two. Okay?
What that mean?
It means he's more developed. He's physically... Alternatively, says, or it's a Ben Shtaim, where he's 2 years old, he has the age, Veivarv Kiben Shana, but his body is small, he's very weak. His body only developed to a year, a child a year old, even though he's really 2 years old. So you have to have... He really thinks he's a 2 years old, but you don't have to have 2 years old in terms of age, in terms of physical, but one of them, at least age, or at least or the size of his body. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hayotzi b'mita Rabbi Matzivin alav. One who gets buried out with a coffin, the public is Matzivin alav. What does Matzivin mean? Rashi writes Margishin Matzar, and they feel the pain. The coffin is apparently much sadder when it's in a coffin. However, in Yotzi b'mita ain Rabbi Matzivin, when it's not. So when it's not brought out of the coffin, the rabbim are not as sad. So I'm not sure if he's making a halachic statement here or not. It sounds like he's making a psychological point here that it's much more moving when you see it in a coffin. Who might argue with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but I would imagine it's probably a little bit more gruesome seeing the body itself wrapped in a flag that's there or something. But what do I know? I'm not sure what he's trying to point out here, though. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Nika l'rabbim. Rabbim is asking Mimo. If it's a child that the Rabbim knew, he was a kid who ran around shul, everyone knew who he was, so then Rabbim get involved in her osik and all the inyanim of the Levaya. And Ainan Nikla Rabbim, if he never really wasn't old enough to be known by the Rabbim, then Ainan Rabbim is asking Mimo, then the Rabbim don't have to be so involved in the Levaya and other needs of the mace. So Mahin Mesehesped, what about a eulogy? Do you eulogize such children? So Rabbi Meir, Mishem Rabbi Yishmol, Omer Aniyim B'nei Shlosh, Ashim b'nei chamesh, it depends what kind of family they come from. It's very interesting. He comes from a poor family, so a three-year-old we already eulogize. Comes from a wealthier family, we don't eulogize until they reach the age of five. So what's the reason for this? So Rashi explains, aniim b'nei shlosh, l'fi she'ha'anim et sara ban of yosem ha'asher, a poor person, l'fi she'ein lo simcha acheres. So since a child, All he has, he doesn't have money, doesn't have a house, doesn't have a car, all he has is children. So it's much worse for him than a person who at least has other things to fall back on. And not to say that it doesn't mean anything to a rich person, of course, but there are different levels. That's only simcha he has. Now this interesting Rashi, Ein Simcha, reminds me of a Machlokas Rashi Tosos in Sanhedrin. Ooh, we're running out of time, I'll say it quickly. Gemara there says, the concept of Tsar Gidul Banim. Tsar Gidul Banim, the pain in raising children. So Rashi says it's very difficult to raise children. It's a lot of Charles, you know, school descendo. Included, both of them. But they're both, this generation, some say it's harder raising daughters these days. But Targi, in general, children, banim, banos, Targi, the banim, raising children is very difficult. Tosa says, no, what are you talking about? Rashi, it's a great simcha, raising children. The Targi, the banim, is referring to is particularly by Yaakov Avinu. He had Tsar Yosef and Binyamin and Shimon, everyone that was a Tsar. He had Targi, the banim. Who said? The Gemara says. The Gemara says. The Gemara says, second paragraph in Sanhedrin. Yes, Rashi brings it also as one of the klalos that Chava got was Sargi Dabanim. Tzar Leida, everything that's one
of the... Doesn't say that Torah Mitzar Tildivanim.
I thought, I think Rashi Tzar Gida Banim, I think he says...
Where it says 10 things that Chava was first
with. 10 things, yeah. Rashi doesn't bring all 10 down, I don't think, does he? Yeah. But one of them is Tzar Leida, Tzar Gida Banim is one of them. Maybe Rashi brings it, I don't remember. But it could be. So anyway, born in the Targi Dibon, which is Rashi the Shitaso in Sanhedrin, that in general it's a hard raising children. Tells us it's a great simcha. And the Tzar there in the Gemara is referring to the raising of Yosef, of Yaakov raising his children, and the Yubei Shratim. So I wanted to understand the machlokas. What are they arguing about exactly? The simcha. So I asked Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter said, I don't know. I always assumed it was a great simcha raising children. He always just assumed like Tosfos. So I wanted to like a lumdish answer. So I asked Rav Willi, so what's machlokas whether it's Tzar or simcha raising children?
It's both.
So I don't know. Rav Shechter always says it's a great simcha raising children. So that's one lesson. It's a great simcha raising children. So Rashi also explains that, you know, fish ain't lo simcha acheres refers to raising children as a great simcha. That's what we should keep in mind. It's a wonderful simcha.
So you didn't get the lamut
answer? I did not get it, no. So I looked, I couldn't find anything, so I just moved on.
That's how Hashem made us. Tzar and simcha. One hand you want to kill them, you love them to death.
Okay, so as the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, further, this is the first wide line down now. We're continuing this very long brisa. We haven't gotten to the point yet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, maybe? Yeah, name of Rabbi Shmuel. Anim b'nei chamesh, no, if a poor family, 5 years old, Ashirim b'nei shesh, u'b'nei tzakenim b'nei anim, and when it comes to... parents who are very old and they have children when they're at an old age, they're considered bnei aniyim and they have either 3 or 5 years old, depending on how you pass them. So on this whole discussion, Amar Rav Gidal bar Menashe, Amar Rav, this one he quotes Rav Halachi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shammai Mishim Rabbi Yishmael, we paskin like the second Amar, Rabbi Yehuda name Rabbi Shmuel, that the ages of 5 and 6 for poor and wealthy families, respectively. Mark quotes Darash Rabbi Anani bar Shnesia. Rav Ani was once giving a drush at the entranceway of the house of the Nasi. He said as follows, Yom Echa Lefnei Atzeres, one day prior to Atzeres, and Atzeres itself, Harei Kan Arba Asash, that's 14 days. Because we said Yontif ends the previous Shiva, and then Atzeres itself serves as 7 days, because it's Tashlumim, it has 7 days of making up Karbanos afterwards. So therefore, it's viewed as 14 days. Shama Rabbi Ami heard what was going on, Vikpidi got very upset, Amar, Atu Didehu, is this your chiddush? You didn't say this. What are you taking credit for? The Rebbe Eliezer Amar Rebbe Yoshaya, he's the one who said this. Another story. Darish Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha Akila the Resh Galusa. He was darshaning at the, I'm not sure Akila means, some also entrance of the Resh Galusa now of Bavel. Nasi was of Eretz Yisrael. Resh Galusa was that of Bavel, the head of Bavel. So what did he darshan? Yom Echa Lefnei Atzeres of Atzeres Harei Kan Arba Asar. He says 1 day before Atzeres, and then Atzeres itself, that covers 14 days of the Shloshim. Shama Rav Sheshes heard this ik, but he got very upset. Amar Atudi Dehu, that's your chiddush. Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Shayahi, that's Rabbi Lazar was mechadish this din. So what's this din? The Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Shayah minayin latzer sheyesh la tashlumim kol shiva. How do I know that Shavuos, even though it only lasts 1 day long, that you have the opportunity to make up if you missed the carbon, you didn't bring the carbon chagiga on day one like you're supposed to, you have 7 days to make it up afterwards, and that's the reason, by the way, why many shuls do not say tachanun for 7 days after Shavuos based on this. So how do I know this? That it's tashlumim. Shenam, the pasuk says, then where is this? Mishpatim or Kisisa? One of these. Is this Shmos here? And Dvarim, this is Re'e. So the Gemara says, Matzos chaga Shavuos, connects Matzos and Shavuos. You have 7 days to make it up because Pesach lasts 7 days. You could bring all 7 days. So too, this Hekesh tells us Shavuos also, although there's not 7 days as Yom Tov, you do have 7 days to make up the carbon. Adavi Republic of Avia Saba. Republic was once speaking to Rav Avia the elder, the Saba. V'darshin darshin yom echa lefei Rosh Hashanah. V'Rosh Hashanah harekan arbasa. So too, the 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah itself serves as a total of 14. So what's the question here? Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day. And Rosh Hashanah doesn't have any tashlum either for Rosh Hashanah. So why is there 14? Ramban explained that also through the Hekesh, there's also the Psukim connect Rosh Hashanah and all the Ma'adim, it's through Hekesh that Rosh Hashanah also has the ability of a koach of 7 days. Even though there's not lemais any tashlumim, it still has that koach of all the other Yom Tovim. So Amar Ravina says, Hilkach Yom Echad Lefnei Chag, one day before Sukkot, the Chag and the Yontif Sukkot itself. Vishmini Shelo and Shmi Atzeres, which is an independent Chag, Hare Kan Ar Esim Ve'Echad Yom. That's 21 days. Ravina Ikle the Sura de Pras. Ravina was once visiting this place in along the Euphrates River, I guess. Amali Rav Chaviva Mesur de Pras Ravina. He says to Ravina, one of the members of the city there, Amar Mar Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah V'Rosh Hashanah Hare Kan Ar Basar. Is it really true that one day before Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah itself totals 14 days? So Amar Le Ana Mesavak Rabbi Gamliel Hu Damina. I seemingly passing like Rabbi Gamliel. This is very unclear what's going on here. Rashi doesn't even offer us an explanation of what he's saying here. The Farshim, I imagine the footnote is going to give a number of explanations of what's going on here. Tosa doesn't comment here. So I imagine Rabbi Gamliel was the one who held in the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah has a koach of the Regalim, I think.
And Yom Kippur.
Right, he has koach of Regalim. So he passed, I guess, yes, you're right, Rosh Hashanah does have the koach of the Regalim, and it would be 14 days. But I think there's a lengthy discussion in the Rishonim what exactly his intentions were. Let's see. Actually, it doesn't seem like there's too much, but I think there is those who discuss it. Okay, anyways, so I think that concludes today's discussion. Okay, everyone should have a good day.